I last reported on ZS1 Alpha Fox Bravo on 25 April 2026, and then it was travelling close to the polar circle. In the last 2 weeks, the balloon went as far south as minus 72.5 degrees south and 123 degrees east on 29 April. It then disappeared, until popping up again at 60.5 degrees south and 43 degrees east. This is a similar pattern that was experienced with ZS1 ERZ-12 that also ventured into the Antarctic. The assumption is that it did a circumnavigation of the Antarctic before heading far enough north to get sufficient sunlight to transmit its position. The balloon is currently just off the north of Maguire Island to the south of New Zealand. On Thursday, 30 April 2026, HAT ZS6 Golf Charlie had planned to launch ZS6 SRC-35 from Borkness Strand, but the weather turned out to be cloudy and the launch was postponed. HAT then travelled to Quebera, where the weather was clear, and decided to launch the balloon from the Willows Conference Centre, where the SARL AGM was going to be held. The first attempt ended in the balloon crashing into a tree. HAT quickly fixed the solar panels and relaunched the balloon. ZS6 SRC-35 made good progress and had crossed over Australia, but unfortunately on 7 May 2026 the balloon rapidly lost altitude and it is assumed to have burst to the west of New Zealand's North Island. On Sunday 3 May 2026, Stuart, ZR1 Whiskey Tango, launched ZR6 Whiskey Tango-12 from George in the Southern Cape. The last report from the balloon was approximately an hour and a half after launch, and not heard again. The speculation was that the balloon may have been overfilled and burst after gaining 6,100 meters altitude. This sparked an interesting conversation around how much helium is required to fill the balloons. HAT ZS6 Golf Charlie did not waste time, and on Saturday 9 May, took the opportunity to launch ZS6 SRC-36 from Secunda, where Hamnet Mpumalanga were participating in an emergency services exhibition. ZS6 SRC-36 is also operating a 10-meter whisper beacon on channel 126. This balloon quickly crossed over Eswatini and northern KwaZulu-Natal and is now over the southern Indian Ocean southeast of Madagascar. Wow, it has been a very interesting 2 weeks. Well done to everyone involved with the launching of the balloons and the tracking and updating the WhatsApp groups with the progress. There has also been some really interesting exchanges of information, helping to better understand various aspects of flying picker balloons. Tom Salser, Kilo Juliet 7 Tango, has written a very interesting article on his website, especially for the newcomers to this very interesting technical pastime we call amateur radio, and also for the not-so-new hams who have not yet ventured into the world of digital radio. Tom discusses choosing your first digital voice mode and takes a look at DMR, D-Star, YSF or Wires X, NXDN, P25 and M17. Take a look at etherham.com/going-digital-choosing-your-first-voice-mode. Thanks Tom for the interesting post. Very informative comparisons and advice. I have recently found and been following some initiatives where non-governmental organizations are using technology to bridge the digital divide. They make use of technology to help communities to build local networks for internet and educational purposes with technologies like wireless mesh networks that are built with open hardware, open firmware, open software, and open education. What I found interesting is that there are such initiatives right here in South Africa as well, and that they have been going since 2021. Another one of these is Rhizomatica, which began in 2009 as a quest to make alternative telecommunication infrastructures possible for people around the world facing oppressive regimes, the threat of natural disaster, or the reality of living in a place deemed too poor or isolated to connect. Over the years, they have worked with communities in Africa and Latin America to build autonomous cellular networks, develop innovative digital HF radio technology for safe and reliable long-distance communication without the internet, and deploy alternative energy infrastructure and bioeconomy projects. Rhizomatica has a project which stands for High Frequency Emergency and Rural Multimedia Exchange System. Within this project is software called Mercury, a completely open-source digital radio OFDM protocol for HF broadcast and peer-to-peer ARQ connections with compatible TCP interfaces built for reliable store and forward email and file transfer over HF radio links. Mercury is the newest element of the Hermes software suite, actively developed by Rhizomatica since 2017, with generous funding from the Amateur Radio Digital Communications and others. Mercury version 2 currently uses 3DV modulator code developed by Dave Rowe, Victor Kilo 5 Delta Golf Romeo, and has similar functionality to Vora HF and seems to be compatible with Vora HF. More information can be found at www.rhizomatica.org, and I spell Rhizomatica, Romeo Hotel, India Zulu Oscar, Mike Alpha, Tango, India Charlie Alpha. And the Mercury software, which is available for both Windows and Debian, at github.com/Rhizomatica/Mercury. Well, that's all for this week. In the absence of news in the world above 30 MHz, I do not apologize for including news on technology, regardless of where it fits into amateur radio. We need to keep abreast with technology, whether we like it or not. All the links mentioned here are in the text version of the program, which is on the www.amsatsa.org.za website. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. This program is compiled, edited, and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.